Welcome back. Well, we're 2 weeks away from the presentation of the medium-term budget policy statement, and it's sure to be an address that is closely watched by South Africans, investors and ratings agencies. So joining me now to discuss some of the expectations for that all-important announcement is Rizwana Sumad, research analyst at Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking. Rizwana, thanks so much for your time today. So Moody's has us one notch above junk for now. They've said they'll be keeping a close eye on what's said in the MTBPS. So what exactly will they have their eye on?
I think for Moody's itself and for the broader policy perspective, looking at expenditures and how National Treasury manages the expenditure framework over the next 3 to 4 years is extremely important. We're looking for large expenditure reductions in an environment where revenue growth has not kept up to previous estimates and where real GDP growth is extremely weak and likely to be revised lower. So in an environment where revenue is very weak, we're expecting some sort of expenditure reduction in order for them to maintain fiscal consolidation.
Okay, so spending reductions key there, but where can government cut right now?
So if you had a look at previous budget speeches and previous MTBPS, they have reduced expenditures. February last year, we had government reducing expenditures by about 85 billion by cutting back on programs that have become obsolete or idle in the past few years. If you look at the February budget this year, National Treasury passed about 50 billion rands worth of expenditure reductions, particularly from the wage compensation budget. So there is space. If you look at provincial departmental budgets, they usually undershoot their budget by, or the expenditure budget by, about 1% in any given year. If you look at municipalities, they usually underspend their capital budget every year. So there is space to cut, and I would think that in an environment where we've got weak growth and everything is really hinging on National Treasury maneuvering expenditures to cut out the fat, essentially, it's going to be a very important task at this MTBPS.
Announcing cuts one thing, but it's always down to implementation. And if we don't see implementation come through, are we just on borrowed time here before there is a ratings downgrade?
Yes, so I think this MTBPS is the most important MTBPS ever because of the fact that there's no room for any sort of policy errors. There's no room for maneuvering revenue. And so the only thing that National Treasury has to do and broader government has to come to the table with is to reduce expenditures. If we announce expenditure cuts and that eventually does not materialize within the next 6 to 8 months, I think that there's a very real chance of credit rating agencies looking at National Treasury and government itself in a very non-credible way, in essence announcing reductions and not going through with them. That's likely to result in at least a negative outlook in the next 6 to 8 months.
So then if we look at the market, what's being priced in as a likely outcome here?
So I think the market, there's a lot of negativity priced in currently. If you look at the rand, where it's trading just above 15 rand against the dollar, if you look at our benchmark bond yields trading closer to 9% on the 10-year, so there is a lot of negativity priced in, particularly from a country risk perspective. So country risk, or the country risk premium rather, is elevated. And I think that there's a lot that can go right at this MTBPS for a change, if there were to be expenditure reductions announced. And so I'm of the view certainly that we could get an MTBPS that is slightly better than consensus forecasts and slightly better than what the market is currently pricing in terms of the rand and bond yields where they're currently trading.
Okay, so we're hoping for the best, but how much will the risk premium reduce by, should there be that MTBPS that we're hoping for that has a lot of positivity in it, where there's spending cuts? What will that do to the R2030, for instance?
So if you look at the 10-year government bond, according to our estimates, likely to reduce the risk premium component by about 30 basis points or 0.3 percentage points. And that's likely to take fair value on the 10-year closer to 8.75% compared to closer to 9% or 9.05% that we have. We are splitting hairs here, but 30 basis points is significant on a yield that has been trading at very elevated levels, at least since June and July, and since those Eskom bailouts were announced. So everything is riding on this MTBPS, projecting a better, or rather an improved sort of confidence on fiscal consolidation, on National Treasury's ability to actually drive fiscal consolidation in an environment or in a country where growth has been weak for an extended period of time and where revenue is likely to undershoot for the sixth consecutive year. So I think that over the medium term, we need to see National Treasury announce these expenditure cuts, government departments, provincial departments come through and implement most of those to get a debt profile that stabilizes by 2022-2023 onwards. In an environment where we don't get any sort of expenditure reductions, revenue is likely to continue to undershoot with the weak growth trajectory that we currently forecast. In that sort of environment, debt levels are likely to become unsustainable eventually.
It certainly is a tough position for Treasury to be in, but we'll have to see what they do in 2 weeks' time. Thanks so much for your time this evening, Rizwana. Rizwana Sumad is a research analyst at Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.